Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.
This is the Open Airs Project, and it's day 5.
I mean, tell me this doesn't make you want to jump out of your seat and dance. I'm like, I want to live like someone who is living in this piece all the time, who is perpetually joyful in adversity. I am Amina Tussaud. I'm an author and a host. I host a podcast called Call Your Girlfriend and, you know, just a lady around town. We're listening to the Juba Dance by Florence Price from her first symphony. I was 33 years old. It's quite recent. And I'd been sick for a really long time. I had a sense that I was getting a lot of bad news. So I said the word cancer before the doctor because doctors are very sensitive human beings. I am not that way. So I was like, yes, let's get on with it. Tell me what's wrong. And I just remember looking at my really, truly wonderful gynecologist and thinking like, wow, this is very hard for her. And I had my phone and my headphones. I had been listening to a classical playlist and it ended, and then this was the next thing that it served me. And I remember it was very joyful and it was very defiant and it felt really romantic to me in this like very big way. And it really just imprinted on my brain that day. It was like, this is the mood. This is the mood we are going for. Everybody else is borderline tears. They're whispering to you. They don't know what to tell you. Because I was very excited. I was like, oh my God, let me tell you. I finally have a thing that I know what it is. And it's cancer. It's great. And people don't like to hear that. I was like, Juba dance. It just became the background to illness for me. There was something really spiritual about it, and I am not a very spiritual person, so it is very strange to me that I heard that. I heard religion and comfort and resilience immediately, and I heard exactly what I needed to hear. I didn't know anything about the composer, Florence Price, and frankly, I didn't know anything about the Juba dance, and I was shocked to find out that she was African-American and started reading up more about the Juba, which is a dance essentially that was brought over by enslaved people to America. People would perform to indicate like moments of joy and moments of resistance and resilience because there was so much they were not allowed to do. And even in the midst of really awful experiences, there can be something that brings you happiness and joy. And it is now part of the soundtrack of my life.
Amina Tussaud, cheerleading for Florence Price, a composer who I think deserves so much more recognition, and her Juba dance from the Symphony No. 1. If you need to channel that spirit of jubilation and resilience that Amina described, you can hear the whole track in full coming up right now. And if you're enjoying what we're doing on the Open Ears Project, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and consider giving us a rating and a review. It really helps other people find us. All right, here she is, Miss Florence Price. I'll see you tomorrow.
Open Ears is supported by Book of the Month. Now here's something fun for fiction fans. Book of the Month is a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. They feature a selection of new and early releases at the beginning of each month for you to choose from. And then your pick is delivered right to your door. Plus, they have audiobooks too. Book of the Month focuses on selections from new and upcoming authors, so it's the easiest way to find great new reads that you may not have discovered on your own. This month, check out Five Broken Blades, a thriller steeped in deception, lies, and betrayal. It's by Mae Corlin. You won't want to miss it. For more information and to see additional titles, visit bookofthemonth.com. Get your first book for just $5 with code PETALS. That's PETALS. To get your first book for $5 at Book of the Month. Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.